To paraphrase a familiar line about the presidency, you might say that any Virginia Tech freshman could become president of the university. That's what happened for outgoing president Charles Steger. In many ways, his own life has paralleled that of the university he led for more than 14 years. Steger grew up in Richmond and came to Virginia Tech in 1965 as a freshman with an interest in architecture.
You know, many people have asked me, you know, how has studying architecture equipped you to be president of a major university? And I have to say I use the kind of creative tools and innovative thinking that design education develops in an individual. I use it every day. You deal with problems. I mean, they are present in design education, but they're present everywhere in society where you have problem sets with large numbers of variables, where there's high uncertainty, where there's never enough time or information to make a decision, and you have to develop the capacity to recognize, you know, patterns of association and be able to reason through that in very short periods of time and come up with innovative solutions which are not necessarily ones that would follow the logical path. And I do that in areas that range from budgets to organizational culture to everything else, and it's been a great asset to me.
And it's perhaps no surprise that the architecture dean would go on to change the physical look of the university with more new state-of-the-art buildings than it had ever added in its history, more than 3 million square feet of space, including the first environmentally sustainable structures, which have earned LEED status. Now one of the top research universities in the country, under President Steger's tenure, total research expenditures rose from $192 million to more than $450 million. But those are not the only costs which have gone up.
Higher education is increasingly expensive. To me, providing access to education for individuals from all walks of life is the building block of democracy. And we want to be sure that the young people who have the motivation and ability can have that kind of social mobility that enable and inspires them and others to lead this country in the future. And the minute we prevent people from coming to major universities because they don't have the money, I think this is a tragic strategic error for society. And of course, we do our best, and in fact, I think we've been successful at ensuring that any young person who can meet our admission standards can come to Virginia Tech through grants and work study and loans and all that sort of thing. Because I think that's critical to preserving the spirit and the sense of entrepreneurship and the shared vision of the future for this society.
One lesson everyone at Virginia Tech learned is that tragedy can strike anywhere. The April 2007 mass shooting still haunts him. 32 students, faculty, and the gunman died that day.
Well, I think because of what happened here, virtually every major university in America is far better prepared to cope with, you know, we've seen these things over and over and over again. But it does cause concern when we look at the stress the students are under, we look at the things that trigger this kind of behavior, and whether or not we really understand enough about it to be able to intervene in a proactive way to prevent, if we can, these things from happening in the future. I don't know that's really possible, but, you know, we're going to see these events. They seem to be growing in number rather than declining. And it's a real concern to me that, you know, our society is stressed to a level that these kind of phenomena continue to occur.
Perhaps one antidote may be to take the university motto to heart, ut prosum, that I may serve.
You look at, you know, every major religion in the world, the giving of oneself in being able to relate to the emotions and the tragedies that occur in other people's lives and doing what you can. It doesn't mean you can solve the world's problems. But giving of oneself to society is the most rewarding experience. And there are many people who go their whole lives, you know, and I look at some of the great fortunes that have been made, and I look at what many of them have done, the Fords and Rockefellers and all those folks, they've changed society by giving away most of what they had. And there are other people who never realize the great value of giving to others and how it benefits society. Now, obviously, we don't have those fortunes to give away, but I think each person can make a decision to contribute in the way that they can help to weave the fabric of the community, and it makes everybody stronger as a result.
I'm Robbie Harris.